Welcome to Grammar Lab, the podcast where we make sense of the English language so you can sprinkle a little more confidence into your daily conversations. Today, we're embarking on a journey through the landscape of interrogative sentences, forming questions correctly. Have you ever wondered if your questions are grammatically on point? Keep listening for some enlightening tips. When we're curious or need information, we ask questions. In grammar, these are called interrogative sentences, and they have a very particular structure. Usually, they require an auxiliary verb before the subject, followed by a main verb and the rest of the sentence.
For example, we say, "Are you going to the store?" Not, "You are going to the store."
Precisely. And the history of interrogative sentences is as old as language itself. In Old English, questions were often indicated by the inflection of the voice, pitch going up at the end of the sentence.
But as English evolved, word order became key in creating questions, adding auxiliary verbs, and using words like who, what, when, where, why, and how.
Now let's dive into some examples. Take the sentence, "You understand the problem." To turn this into a question, we'd say,
"Do you understand the problem?"
Right, we added the auxiliary verb do before the subject you. This is the most common technique for forming questions for the present simple tense.
And for past simple tense, did gets the spotlight. Did you see the movie last night?
However, with the verb to be, we don't need an auxiliary verb. We just invert the subject and verb. Instead of you are ready, the question is,
are you ready? No auxiliary verb needed. Let's inject a little fun with a mini quiz. I'll give you a statement with the word blank, and you fill it in with the correct question form. Ready?
Let's do it.
He can swim. The question is blank he swim.
Can he swim? That's using modal verbs correctly.
Exactly. Now, if I say she will arrive soon, you'd ask,
will she arrive soon?
Nailing it. For a present continuous statement like they are eating, the question would be,
are they eating?
And for he has visited France, in the present perfect tense.
Has he visited France? These patterns become second nature with practice.
Verbs aside, question words often lead our inquiries. Where do you live? Or why did she call?
And here's a fun fact. How come is a uniquely English expression dating back to the 19th century. And while it's informal, it's an accepted way of asking why.
We've covered a lot today, from auxiliary verbs to question word order. Remember, forming questions is as much about the words you choose as how you arrange them.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Thanks for joining us in the Grammar Lab, and until next time, keep questioning and keep learning.